USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're beating them all. We're beating them like they haven't been beaten before. You know, all the noises about their crazy debates, nobody's watching their debates.
President Trump at a packed COG Keep America Great rally in Des Moines, Iowa, telling the crowd,
"But it's all about their debates. They don't care about the farmer. Everything out here, they love Trump, and you should love Trump with what I've done."
To Capitol Hill now and the impeachment trial, Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul reacting to Chief Justice Roberts, who refuses to read his question out loud as the question reportedly deals with the so-called whistleblower.
Presiding officer declines to read the question as submitted.
I can tell you that my question made no reference to any whistleblower or any kind of person complained from a whistleblower.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Dr. Drew Pinsky has been hammering California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff for not tackling the homeless crisis in his district.
People have been at me to kind of maybe run for office, and I started thinking, geez, I think I live in Schiff's district. Oh, my God, he is asleep at the wheel here. Mm-hmm. I should just run against him.
Right.
That's all I said.
Dr. Drew, a guest on Fox and Friends.
Then somebody from The Hill came a-knocking, and so I did an interview with The Hill, and I don't do print because people distort everything you say, but this woman dutifully transcribed everything I said. Which I said, I'm categorically not running.
Right.
At which point, every other news outlet in the country...
He's running!
So, fake news, that's how
it's
fake news works.
Is the table completely?
For now.
It's a fact. Lots of folks will be calling out sick after the Super Bowl. Andy Challenger with a Chicago-based job placement firm, Challenger Gray & Christmas, tells USA Radio News...
This year, it's estimated that 17.5 million Americans plan to not go to work on Monday.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, investors seeing green again after a few down days. The Dow gaining 125 points to close at 28,859. The NASDAQ up 24. The S&P 500 gaining 10. The CDC says life expectancy up. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in its annual report saying that life expectancy has risen by 1 month over last year.
And that was primarily due to a decline in drug overdose deaths, declines in cancer deaths.
The CDC's Robert Anderson, the report reversing at least temporarily a recent trend that's shown Americans living shorter lives. These latest calculations mean on average an infant born this year can expect to live about 78 years and 8 months. The average for males, though, is 76 years, 2 months, and for women it's 81 years and 1 month.
The latest now on Russian airstrikes in Syria. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Syria Civil Defense, also known as the White Helmets, said the attacks in Idlib's Araya district injured 50 others. The hospital is no longer operational following the strike, which Turkish officials say broke ceasefire rules that designate Idlib province a safe de-escalation zone. The White Helmets said 11 innocent civilians, including children, were retrieved from the rubble after midnight, and 50 people were rescued alive.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.